Babe, weren't you going to ask about fucking the aliens, though?
Well, yeah, I want to know, have I had sex with an alien, Ion?
Yeah, the ballerina you're so proud of, she was more human than anybody you've ever fucked, ever. You know that.
She was more human. No. She was more alien?
Yeah, she was not human. You know that.
I know.
You can't twist people up like that, and they still live.
She was a terrible lay. I mean, good Lord.
There you go. But you don't get much more limber. Just saying.
Now, typically, are alien women, do they orgasm different than human women? Do they, like...
Well, she hasn't had one yet, so we don't know. But you know.
How about other alien women?
It's kind of like old men. They can have sex and don't have to have an orgasm, and they're still happy. You come a stage where if you can engage, it's enough.
That's right.
It's not the 20-year-old. Oh my God! I lasted 34 seconds. It's a record. I lasted 34 seconds. It was a record. See, after a while,
if the other people listening on the show, we were to give them some kind of leg up on how to identify, let's talk to them about the guys, ending up in bed with an alien, what would be the hallmark of knowing that you're banging an alien?
Oh, okay. All right. First of all, the way the mammaries respond to touch. Most folks that are in excited position from the female genre, this is so fun, y'all. We talking about, we're going to teach Greg how to have sex with women. This is going to be great. This may change your life, Diggum, if we do this right. We're not quite sure.
Keep going.
So anyway, normally if women folks are responsive to the human condition, then they respond. And then in that case, when you engage, they capitulate. They would gain moisture. They would be erotically aroused. They would come to a position where they would want to cling to you or engage. Now, I'm not saying they're going to marry you and none of that kind of shit.
Okay, yes, get that.
It's a response. Okay. It's a response. Aliens don't do that. They do it as a perfunctory task. It's something you have to do. And so that's what's expected. So you're just completing. It's like, I'm going to go to the bathroom. Okay, there's nothing too exciting going on. I'm just going to go to the bathroom. I'm going to make dinner. Shut the fuck up. I'm going to make dinner. We don't need to talk about this. Let's just get it done. Come on, let's go.
So they're not into foreplay, really. You can just
depends on how the dinner goes. See, that's not saying that they can't capitulate, but they're not
capitulating.
He
did say that.
Way.
No, he did say that.
They're not going to capitulate the same way as a 15-year-old schoolgirl who's all giddy with it. They're not the same. Same way. And the outcomes are different. The experience is worth it for a human. The quantitative, exasperative, that moment is what it's worth. The coitus position of the orgasmic release. The orgasmic release. Aliens don't experience that way.
Now, if a woman was to get banged by an alien guy, what would be the hallmark for her? Like, how would she know, wake up next morning and go, that guy was a fucking alien?
Well,
like, how would...
No, they if they do it right, they wouldn't be able to walk.
Gotcha. So there's the telltale, right. They wake up and they need to ride a bicycle every morning.
They walk out and they stand up and they go, no. Now, that's all good in the moment. Okay.
Right. But next day, you gotta pay the piper.
It's complete. Right. It's complete. And now we're not talking about veracity. We're not talking about some honcho kind of thing. We're not talking about that. It's not,
right. You're not talking
long.
Size. I get that. Girth, not size girth, necessarily.
Girth always has something to do with it, but it's the completeness. it's kind of like, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. Because it takes you to a different level. Enjoyable in the moment, but then the outside is like, that's too much. That's just too much. You can't keep up. You can't keep
now,
up.
Now, is there any chance that could an alien get a human woman impregnated to the point where
sure.
she would... Okay.
Sure. That's how you got Nephilim in the first place.
That's what we're calling Nephilim. Okay. Now...
Well, so that's when angels are aliens. Angels are... Angels, we have heard on high...
Angels are aliens. Got it.
So,
okay.
So, of course... Good. My God, the iconoclast has arrived, Bob. He's got it now. He's picked up on something. This is good.
Very good. Well, you have solved one of world's amazing mysteries, and I certainly do appreciate that. And to all you ladies and gents out there, I hope you lay or get laid by an alien and can mark it
come
on
one,
your calendar.
Come one. Come all, and come often. Come often.
That's right. Don't be a Santa Claus
and
come
note,
once a year. That's right. Very good.
That's right. That's right. And on that note, Dr. Carolyn Dean just went to bed.
Hi, Carolyn. Sorry, I had to ask. Thank you, Bob. Thank you, Ion. Hopefully.
Bob, GQ runs the show tonight. It wasn't us. This is great. We can blame GQ for them. Come on anytime, honey, buddy. You stay. You got to find a doghouse. Otherwise, we'd been screamed at and hollered and gossiping and sex talk and penile secretions. Penile secretions! Yeah, it'd been terrible if we had to talk about
And by
that.
The way, Bob, that... ballerina that Ion speaks of goes way back in the early days. So that's pretty good reach into the back.
Right. That's neat.
Yeah.
It was a title of a mental doodle that will be here in about 26 minutes. No, 36 minutes now, sorry.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, she was a dancer for the Canadian Ballet or the Toronto Ballet or something like that.
Okay.